Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Thank you, folks, for joining us. In our next segment, we talk with Curtis Shuck, president for Red River Oilfield Services.
One of the things that I get a little kick out of and also a little bit worked up over is the fact that the mainstream media will paint Williston as being a bust town. And, you know, the fact that the economy is flat and, you know, all I would say is that all you need to do is drive to Williston or fly into Williston and come visit me at my office and tell me if you think that that's really true. You know, we're actually adding rigs right now. The number of drilled but uncompleted wells is still significant. We're seeing, you know, quite a bit of activity, you know, even now in the fourth quarter, which typically we'll see, you know, a little bit of a reduction. So, you know, we're far from out of the game. I think it's just learning to be more efficient right now in this time period and really relying on those partners. So,
Curtis Shuck, Red River Oil Field Services. Do you guys only do oil and gas related, docking or transport, or do you guys do agriculture and other things too?
Well, I would tell you is we've been being creative through the downturn. We've ventured into other sectors. We were fortunate enough this year to do two renewable energy wind energy projects. The first actually in northwestern North Dakota, a project up in near Tioga. You know, we looked at that as an opportunity to diversify our business. I mean, some of that came, you know, from having those port relationships. But I would tell you it was a great opportunity for this community and for our company to venture into, again, some of these other sectors. I think one of the takeaways, Jason, was the fact of how co-reliant those two industries really are on one another. In fact, and had it not been for the oil and gas development in northwestern North Dakota, the wind energy projects would not have been possible just because the infrastructure was not in place. And so, you know, one of the nice things that's happening right now out there is that oil and gas is really delivering that backbone infrastructure. We are working on several agricultural product opportunities right now. And I would tell you again, that is just core business for this region. And, you know, Stony Creek Rail Yard here in Williston is really, you know, we view it as not just an oil and gas distribution center, but we see it really as Williston's gateway to global commerce. And so we've been working really hard with the city, with the Economic Development Corporation in the Williston Basin here, and with other local businesses to, you know, really see how we can develop that advantage for transportation into and out of the Williston Basin. So yeah, long-winded answer to your question is absolutely. We're our heart and our roots are in oil and gas, but I would tell you that that we're expanding into every sector right now.
How's technology impacting you guys? I mean, obviously, I imagine in the administration area, it certainly helped in the spreadsheet department. But how about out in the yard and in the field and other places?
You know, we're still working our way through that. You know, there's always a challenge of adopting new technology. You know, so much of what we do is kind of boot on the ground type of labor. But I would tell you that we do business with, you know, really in the global economy. We have customers from all over the globe. You know, a lot of work on inventory management systems, on reporting systems, on quality control and testing. And so, you know, we're entering into some new realms that we've never really been before. So it's been exciting for us in that regard. And you know, we've got some new systems that we're working with right now. And, you know, so, you know, for instance, you know, five years ago, we didn't have a logistics department. Well, now we have about five people that manage our global logistics right now. And each of our customers has an individual and unique requirement in terms of inventory management and reporting. So, you know, we've had to adopt systems. We've had to develop systems. So, yeah, technology in the oil field, technology in just the transportation sector itself is absolutely critical and is going to be more and more a part of what we do going forward.
Interesting to see the side of the balance. You know, you got all the technology and the the tankers and in the vehicles and in the trains and all these different things. So what you've got is the side that takes all that information and disseminates it out to those people that need it, huh?
Absolutely, and you know, everybody needs it in real time. And you know, our operation here in Williston is 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You know, we, you know, we're reporting inventory several times a day, customers who are, you know, having to manage, you know, their activities and be able to bill in real time. So it's a fun opportunity right now. And I think that as we, you know, bring new systems online or adopt other customer systems, that, you know, it just makes us a stronger player at the end of the day. And it's, you know, it's a challenge for sure as we're, you know, as we're upping our game. But, you know, we see that as critical to our future and to the future viability of the Williston Basin. So,
final thoughts, anything that we left out that you want to make sure that the people know about?
Well, it's an exciting time in the Williston Basin, and, you know, for sure, don't rule us out. You know, there's a lot left to give here. I think you're going to see that we're going to continue to optimize and develop these partnerships that are going to make this play strong. You know, we've got several infrastructure projects that are in the works right now that are going to make getting our products to market way more efficient. You know, we know that they're still going to be crude by rail moving and NGLs by rail. But we're looking forward to some of the value-added aspect, some of these projects that are teeing up to come online here in the Williston Basin. And it's fun because it's really kind of an opportunity for this play to mature. We're seeing a lot more major players come in to the basin right now, which gives us confidence that we're here for the long haul. So now we appreciate the opportunity to do business in the city of Williston.
To listen to the full-length interview with Curtis Shuck, president of Red River Oilfield Services, or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit buildingthebakken.com. That's buildingthebakken.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network.
My name is Otis, and I am the host of Kids in Capitalism. I would like to take this time to talk to you about Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty is in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. If you are looking to buy or sell a home, you need to give Hatch Realty a call today. Hatch Realty is the number one real estate team in North Dakota, according to the Wall Street Journal, and is featured in Inc. Magazine's 5,000 Fastest Growing Private Companies in America. Eric Hatch has been endorsed by Barbara Corcoran from the hit show Shark Tank. He was voted Best Real Estate Agent by the firm of Fargo Moorhead, is an Alumni Association Horizon Award winner from North Dakota State University, and the host of Real Estate Radio. When buying or selling real estate, there is only one company to call, and that's Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty, in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Give Eric Hatch and Hatch Realty a call today at 701-212-1572. Again, that's 701-212-1572. Or check them out online at livefargomoorhead.com. Again, that's livefargomoorhead.com. Hatch Realty, in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate.
A perfect winter getaway is waiting for you in the Black Hills. The Lodge at Deadwood Gaming Resort offers luxurious guest rooms, first-class casual fine dining, and the largest convention facility in the area. Recently voted best casino, hotel, and restaurant in the Black Hills, the Lodge at Deadwood has everything you need for the perfect winter getaway. Skiing and snowmobiling are located just minutes from the Lodge. Or ask about gaming and spa packages. Elevate your experience. Visit DeadwoodLodge.com, Deadwood's newest legend.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. MBI Energy Services, the cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com.
The oil and gas industry is coming back, and you need a source to keep up to date on the industry. Check out Oil Man, the magazine for leaders in the American energy industry. Each issue gives you a competitive edge with the latest oil and gas news. In addition to the news and analysis, the Oil Man brings you exciting features,
publishes photos from yesteryear that chronicle the history of the oil and gas industry. Visit oilman.com to learn more and subscribe today. That's theoilman.com.
Hello, my name is Otis, and I'm with the Kids in Capitalism KidCast. With me today is Chris Olson, co-owner of Treasure Island. Do you deal with Pokemon cards? Because they can be worth a lot of money.
No. We used to deal with cards. Back in the 80s and the 90s, that was a big thing that Treasure Island was known for. Kids from all over Fargo would come to Treasure Island to buy their baseball cards.
Oh.
And other cards. Even your dad. Even your dad.
He was here?
He would come and buy cards, and everybody in town came to Treasure Island for sports cards. But with the internet, once the internet came out, it made it very difficult to make any money on cards. And pretty soon we were finding out that our wholesale distributor was selling us boxes of cards for more than it would cost us to go on eBay and buy them ourselves. So why would our customers want to come in and buy cards
that are more than the price of what than they can, yeah.
Exactly. So like Amazon and eBay basically wiped out all the little card shops all over the country. So you don't see many anymore. So we got out of the card business in 2001. That was when we finally said, oh, we're done.
Because I've been on the internet and looked at all these card prices, and I've been looking at Pokemon cards, and there's a card for 5 cents. And yeah. Why would you go to a store and buy cards for $5 when you could just get it off eBay?
Yeah, but there are some card shops like Paradox downtown. They sell.
I'm a customer there. I go there about every week.
Yep, so that's cool.
Well, thank you for your time.
It was a pleasure.
My name is Otis, and I'm with the Kids in Capitalism KidCast.